Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Good. I was thinking maybe you could introduce yourself a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Sertaj. I work on the partner team in DX. So I work with partners in the West Coast of the United States.
And you work with different partners building out their systems, working with them?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, so I work with technically with them. I work on their infrastructure. I work on their apps usually. I give them guidance and best practices while they're working on their apps and in the Microsoft ecosystem.
I thought you'd be an interesting perspective to kind of share the reaction about Build. I mean, you guys were following intently to see what people were announcing and how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good overall, bad overall?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like amazing overall. I think the announcements was fantastic. There was a lot of stuff there, both on Windows, Office, and Azure. Obviously, I'm more on excited about the Windows side.
Yeah.
But then in general, like, I like what I see.
Yeah. And so we had a couple topics picked out. We wanted to talk about Centennial,
yeah. The
new store stuff, what's happening with the new store, Tiles and Toast notifications, you have something interesting to share about that, web apps, and then some new samples.
Yep.
Cool.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So when I first saw the Centennial one, that kind of blew me away. And I was like, okay, so they're just going to be able to convert Win32 to UWP?
Yep, that's correct. So the Centennial team has come up with a new converter where you can take your existing Win32 application and put it go through the converter,
mm-hmm.
and it will produce an Apex eventually you'll be able to submit to the store and people can download the app from the store.
Wow.
So with no installers or anything like that, and it'll go through the same mechanism that any app goes through it, so it'll be more secure, and it'll just be a better experience for the user.
Yeah, no random website with the Win32 download. That
yeah, exactly.
You find.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like,
yep. Just go to the store, type the app name. Yeah, it'll also be promoted through the store, so they'll get better discovery, because if you don't know what that website is, then you're not going to find that app, right?
Yeah. When I first heard it, the thing that came to mind was all the Windows accessories that come on your machine, the snipping tool and Notepad, mm-hmm. and all of these. Will they be able to just UWP them?
I'm not sure if that's their plan, but they can do that. So any Win32 app will be able to run as a store app.
Yeah. What are the limitations to making that move, making that conversion?
So the conversion is, so like I said, they have a converter that makes it easier for the user.
Yeah.
Developer. Once you run through that, it spits out an Apex file.
Yeah.
And then you can test it, and eventually you can upload the same file to the store.
Right.
And just download it from the store.
So even if it doesn't come out perfectly, you have this raw thing that you can tune,
mm-hmm.
and tweak and make it exactly
how
you
want. Yeah, and you can test it and then see what works, what doesn't work.
Right.
Because some stuff it kind of has its own container, so it doesn't reach out to some of the system calls that the regular apps make.
Okay.
So if you have some sort of registry to reach out to other apps and that kind of stuff, so you might have to adjust some of those things, but you'll be able to get it working,
hmm.
if it has minimal system interaction, I guess.
Okay. The new store stuff?
Yep.
What did you want to share about that?
Yeah, so we announced a couple things on the store that's available now, and then some are available over the summer. So one thing that's really cool is app flighting that's available now. So you can flight your app similar to the Insiders program,
hmm.
To different sets of users. You can create your own Insiders rings, for example, for your app. One for the enthusiast rings, one for beta testers, one for internal company, maybe. And at any time, you say, hey, this build is good enough. You can promote that build to the main general user population.
Right.
Yeah.
So your own fast rings.
Yeah, exactly. So
is that a feature that people have been asking for?
Yeah, definitely. It's I think a really cool feature, and just so glad it's on the Windows Store.
Yeah. What else do you have? Any other?
So other stuff that's coming. So we have APIs for automated submission. That's also super cool. So now developers can automate these things, so they can run a build at 4 a.m. in the morning and have it automatically submitted to the store while they don't have to do anything, or even like automated submitting to the app Flighting, so they can roll out automatically and you don't have to do anything.
Wow. Yeah. So that on top of, all right, we've got this unified store.
Yeah.
Once you get in it, you can automate the build process.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming in the summer that kind of takes it one step forward is the store will have the app beta group that will, the store will manage it. So right now, the developers have to manage that process.
Okay.
But over in the summer, we'll have a new system that store can manage the beta people that wants to opt into this process. And so you can automatically enroll those people for certain flight groups, for example.
Wow. Well, so then we'll even make that insider ring a service for you.
Yes, sort of like that, yeah.
Huh. Cool. Tiles and Toast, what did you want to share about that?
Yeah, so there's like really cool stuff. So I'm really excited about that. So Tiles and Toast, so we have a new system called Chaseable Tile Notifications.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat.
Yeah, so before the problem was, Tiles was kind of like a tease. So you saw like there was like, hey, this is a cool news article, right? And then you click on it and Where was the cool news article that I just saw?
Yeah.
Like some notification or something. Then,
yeah.
Hey, where did it go? Like I just came to the landing page of the app, right? And you don't see it. So with the chaseable tile notifications, the app can adjust itself based on what's shown on the tile.
Huh.
So let's say you see like a cool news notification. Hey, you want to check out this article, and then when you launch the app, that article might be on the very front of the landing page.
So is that something that you're going to manage as the developer?
Yes.
How, what that looks like?
Yeah.
How chaseable it is?
Yeah, so it's a very like simple system to implement. You just put like some parameters and you just know what's displayed on the tile.
Yeah.
And then once you click on a tile, it knows what parameters are passed on. So. And then you know your app layout. You just have to say like the first one is the this like,
whatever
ID
the last
equals
tile
two.
Was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So certain apps that'll make sense. Some apps that won't.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So whatever it makes sense for. Yeah.
Yeah. The one that's like the email one when it shows me like an event on my email and I click or on my calendar and I click on it. I don't know if I always want to go to see that first. Is there any way to like click on a part of the tile?
No, so it's something
just gonna be...
So it's something they shared. So they've been working on this interactive live tiles. But they're trying to get it best they can. So, so I think there are some like user experience tweaks they want to make.
Right.
So they want to make the best use of those. But
and
I think it's something coming. Yeah,
chaseable tiles is kind of like the first step.
Yeah, first step basically. Yeah. And so they don't have to do it for like the calendar, so obviously it may not make sense to see that the whatever displayed on the tile, like your reminders or the next event coming up, as like the when you first come to the app. But for like news, for example, that makes it a lot
that
more sense.
A lot
more
sense. Yeah, and especially like notifications, right? Like if they want to, so the tile. What about? Is Toast similar? Gonna work in a similar way?
Yeah, so Toast is not similar, right? So there's no, I mean, Toast was always like that, obviously.
Right.
So when you get like a Toast notification, it's always like context sensitive, right? So you get like, for example, calendar notification. When you click on it, you expect that to open up your calendar and then show that specific calendar like alert
entry,
or entry or whatever.
Yeah.
So in, or in this case, news. So you just click on it, it goes to that specific article. Instead of going to the landing page, it went directly to that news article page.
So you can kind of think of chaseable tiles almost as like little Toast notifications. In
yeah,
a way.
In a way, but so because when you want to tap on a tile, you don't want to go to the whatever tile is showing, maybe you want to go to the app itself, right?
Right,
so like in this case, news.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to show, like, look at the news. I don't want to look at that particular news at the time showing on that live tile.
But the one that was just displayed is next.
Yeah, so it just makes sense for a user maybe.
It's kind of
like a
passive notification.
Yeah, like it's
kind of
like a yeah.
So I'm just trying to like wrap my head around the use cases of when you would say, okay, I want this to be a chaseable system versus it's like. It's something that you might want to see on the side, kind of stuff.
Yeah, like for example, for Netflix, it shows like the recent shows you watched. Maybe when you click on it, and it'll put the show that's currently showing on the live tile as the first show.
Huh, that's kind of neat. Yeah. I think that's kind of a cool way to like.
Yeah,
interface.
So it's like a next step for like, the live tiles. Yeah.
And if I don't know, I've really found the start menu just becoming more and more engaging.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just once you get it kind of dialed in, it's just like I just go back to it so much. Like I used to on my Windows 7 machine, you know, you're just like boom, 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 boom. You know, that's how I get around now. Cool.
And I was gonna touch on a couple other things for the tiles. So for the toast notifications, we'll have a new API called User Notification Listener that I'm really excited about. So with this new API, you'll be able to, so in any app, you'll be able to grab the list of notification center messages, and you can do like whole sets of scenarios of apps. For example, for IoT, like I send a message to you, and then you can filter out certain merge and like have your lights come up with Blink or something like that. You'll be able to direct those messages to certain devices like smartwatches or other devices. So it'll be up to you to use those as a developer.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's
a
really cool feature that's coming up. Yeah.
So it's kind of like a meta look at your notifications.
Yeah, so you'll be able to get the whole list of notifications.
Yeah.
So it's like a pipeline from your action center to any app you want. Like,
wow.
I mean, so the apps will say, hey, I want to look at the action center notifications.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if I have like four notifications that are like the Giants won, I'm at my house.
Yep.
And
so you can have like a
and my lights start blinking.
Yeah, blinking and have like music come out.
Wow.
Whoa!
Yeah. I didn't even see that.
Yep, that's you can do that.
That's a really cool one.
Yep, that's really cool.
And so the app that would do that would be like my Philips Hue light app or whatever, and that would be have access to those notifications.
Yep. Mm. So yeah, that's a new feature coming up on the anniversary update.
Wow, that is very much like UWP world kind of power.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything else you'd want to share on that?
So yeah, we have like there's like a new toast notifications that also make it better. So there are like large images, and if you're familiar with the adaptive tiles, so the toast notifications will have the same groups, subgroups, and styles as far as similar to the live tiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like
you can do you can do more adaptive layout with them. So if you want to have like a weather forecast. You can do that very, very easily on top of tile notification.
That's cool, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe we can kind of skip to the next one because we're at 13 minutes. There's three new complete samples.
Yes. So there's two new XAML samples, and one HTTP client sample and one user certificate store sample and three new samples. So the XAML tree view sample is really cool. So that one is the exact how the edge favorites are made. So it's basically an accordion style controller for list view where you can drag and drop. So it's very similar to the edge favorites. I think people have been wanting this kind of similar functionality.
Yeah.
So you can drag drop elements to different like groups. So it's very
and it's
kind of
got
cool
that
feature.
Pull out, and then you can move it around and then slide it back across, kind of thing.
No, it's a list with main groups, and then so each group is like an accordion style, right? So you kind of tap on the group, it'll show like sub lists in that group, and then you can say like I want to put the sub item 1 into group 2, so you'll be able to just drag and drop to the group 2, for example.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty
that's
cool
a good one.
One.
So then that's just a sample. I mean,
yeah, that's just like
somebody
a,
could have built that before.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
we just
gave
you
yeah.
the nice.
Yep, yep.
Nice
it's just a really nice way, and then that's how the Edge favorites are implemented. So
cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And then the other one, the photo sharing app.
Yeah, photo sharing app is really cool. So it's like a full on sample with like that code has Document DB support, Azure Mobile Services, so like lots of XAML stuff. So it's a very complete sample.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one's Document DB. You said?
Yeah, Document DB.
Okay.
Yeah, so it needs Document DB support and yeah.
So could I clone the sample? It's all on GitHub.
Yep, it's all on GitHub. Yeah.
GitHub.com whack Microsoft.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I believe it's called app samples dash photo sharing.
One word.
App
yeah. samples.
App samples. Yeah, yeah. App samples. No space.
If I get a Document DB token, and clone that
yep.
and put the token in
yeah.
and deploy it, it'll
yeah.
work?
It'll work, yeah.
Wow.
So, and then all the instructions are on the GitHub page, so
cool.
you can just look at it and, yeah.
If you could, if you had to describe build in three words, what three words did you pick?
Hmm, interesting. It's exciting. We should cut this part. You should have told me before.
Nope, curveball.
Curveball.
Exciting. Christine said inspiring and exhausting. And I thought that was really good. It's exciting, inspiring, and exhausting.
Uh-huh. I think you see inspiring. Exciting, informative.
Yeah.
And
it was very informative.
It is.
It was like code heavy.
Yeah.
Keynotes
yeah, yeah.
were like
yeah.
very much like these are what we're this is what we're doing. One of the articles I read was like this year's build was kind of boring, and like from like a consumer side maybe, but for a developer, I mean, I think it was very exciting.
Yeah.
What was the first word you have on your notes?
Hmm? No, I'm just looking at positive keywords.
All right, thanks for visiting, Sir Patch.
You're cutting it out, right?
Yeah.